Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
I'm really excited today to come from you for the first time live in a studio, an art studio. I'm here with my dear friend and fellow human potential explorer. Actually, she considers herself a multidimensional artist and marketing innovator, a life-death transitionalist and explorer of human potential, Leanne Hetzel. Leanne has spent decades exploring spirituality and human potential through mentors like Jean Houston and Deepak Chopra and other gifted healers, and her own nature. Her journey has led her to trust more and more in her own extraordinary capacities. By trade, Leanne is a visual artist, art director, graphic designer, and marketing guru. Her multidimensional marketing firm, Creative One, caters to conscious creatives and leading edge thinkers. Leanne has also pioneered a new genre of visual art and ocular meditation, which you'll have the opportunity to explore later in our show. Leanne, welcome to the conversation.
Great to be here.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have Leanne here, because we've been on this journey together for many, many years. And her story, I think, is one that that helps us all understand our own greatness, because we look at other people around us now as guides and mirrors to our own wiseness, our own journey, our own teacher that's inside. And I'd like to start with a quote that comes from your site, Leanne. You speak of creativity and imagination are gateways into higher consciousness, where we can explore different potentials, stretch what is possible, and create something new, surpassing what came before. So creativity and imagination as keys to higher consciousness. What does this mean to you?
Well, Jennifer, it means everything. It is everything of my being and everything that I've ever done, creatively as a professional. To me, creativity and imagination are these capacities that we're born with. We're every single human being, and that's something different than all the other creatures that are walking on the earth, right? It's something, a birthright to humanity. And it's that creativity and imagination that creates innovation, that creates evolution. So to me, it is literally creation itself. And I want to tell you about this study that was done back in the 60s for NASA. They actually did this research to determine who were the most creative people on this massive project that they were starting. And so they brought in these scientists and had these studies done, and they reproduced those with children. And they found out a child at 5 years old has a creativity and imagination capacity, a genius level, 98%. No surprise, right? We can all be around a child and just see that innate ability. And by age 10, it dropped to 30%.
10, wow.
And then age 15, 12%. And by the time what they are calling an adult of 30 years old, we're working with a capacity of 2% of this, what they consider this genius level creativity. So it's this piece of us that we gradually lose through our conditioning, through society. So to me, it's always been, originally it was this place I felt like I was tapping into. And then over the years, I've learned that no, it's something that's innately within my spiritual DNA as a human being, and it's more of an inward connection.
So it's interesting, a spiritual journey, you think about, like you said, that child that already has that creativity and that wonder. And then you think of some of the most spiritual people that you've heard of or known or read about, and there's that childlike quality about them. But yeah. There's that in-between period,
yeah,
that we kind of build our ego, or we build these silos, is a good way to say it. And I'd like to talk to you about that dreamer you know, we often separate this dreamer, this creative self, to protect it and reserve it in our everyday life. And yet you've stepped fully into that state now, that ability to just trust and go with that inner knowing and that creativity. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it is interesting. It is something that, you know, that has been conditioned out of us, right? If we daydream, we're considered maybe not, you know, like a legit adult, right? If we sit here and daydream. So when we're in meditation, we're allowed to really discover and explore that those realms within us. And that's what can really unlock it, through stepping into meditation and really allowing that creative component within us to come out through that meditation. And a lot of times people will say, wow, that meditation seemed more real than real. And that's when you know, yeah, you're tapping into that level of yourself.
You know, you have a field, a profession that is highly creative. You're an artist in marketing and graphic design. And yet there's still that business world that you have to step in. And yet you've made that transition. You brought that creativity or that spirit of the child. Can you talk about how you work with your creativity? And I think you have a process called Meta Insights.
Right. Well, you know, early on over the years, I just, you know this story, when I would be designing, say, a logo. I love branding, and I'd be working on a logo. Now, this is back, you know, 30 years, and I'd be working away, and I'd get to a point that I literally had to close my eyes. I had to lay down. I just was, and I realized now what I was doing is I was going into that higher capacity. But I would literally just be like, okay, I can't even do anything. I have to lay down. And then I would open my eyes and I would know exactly the logo, whatever tweaks needed to be made. And it was always the one the client chose. So, you know, over the years, it's been this really gradual, the more I uncovered, you know, that human potential explorer within both of us, the more I discovered that territory of human potential, the more I was able to understand it and use it more and kind of mold it. So I was able to create a process that I step into that higher state of an individual that I'm working with, their higher self, or what I call their fully realized self. Or if it's a group of people in a corporation, it can be 5 people, it can be 1,000 people. When those souls come together to create something, a business, an organization, I call that higher place where they join as that creation point. So I can go into that space and navigate the marketing, the branding, everything from that higher realm. And of course, you know, the practical things always continue, you know, the playing pieces are the same, right? The websites and the social media and all of that. But to come from that higher perspective, and that perspective is pure potential. So we can look at what is the biggest potential this individual or this company or community, whatever it is, and function from that point. That's the sweet spot. And then the day-to-day practical pieces, we can manipulate the way that we need to.
So a couple of things you said there that I love. Even before you were tapping into something that was in that other realm years ago, and you were able to come up with something that existed in that other dimension, that other realm, that the person, the client, loved. They went right to that one rather than the one that you thought of or tried to create from just the mind or your own experiences. And then when you talk about these groups now, even up to 1,000 people, like you said, that creative point, there's a field you seem to be tapping into, connecting, where they all come together, right? Where they all, what is that experience like when you know that you're in that collective?
Nice. Yeah, it is. It is a place that has evolved over time, right? It started decades ago with my, what I believe, a gift I was born with to assist in souls crossing over. And about 11 years ago, when I started Creative One, I made this commitment to myself. I thought I was making it to myself, but I was making it to the universe, right? That I don't want to live in silos. I don't want to be Leanne, this, you know, person that's really into human potential, and Leanne that's creating marketing. And when I made that commitment, that I didn't plan it, I didn't think it through, but that capacity that I had to go into what I view as this higher dimension of like a territory, helping a person cross over, I was able to go into that space for an individual or an organization. So it's a place I was very comfortable with. I'm in this space that that everything is just right there is the best way I can put it. I know I'm working outside the constraints of my thinking mind. It's a place where I've learned from taking clients into that space, because I do that now in a retreat format, that it's outside of ego. It's outside of fear. And when you have that sensation about it, you know you're in that higher realm.
Well, and there's a level of deep trust, right? Because it's a place that's not, I wouldn't say it's fully known. Right? It's something totally unknown.
Yes. It's completely unknown. And that's where... It's become my understanding. It's been this blending of years of being the seeker and being the open channel. And my mantra has always been, bring it on, you know, whatever it is, right? You've heard me say that before, just bring it on. I'm open, I'm ready. And it's book study, right? It's like learning about things. But I've learned that, of course, it's an inward journey. It's an inward evolution and connection, but it is a collective experience. We do it in a collective. It's not me in a vacuum, you know, going into these states or discovering this human potential. They're my capacities. But what I have found is when I do it with others, when two or more are gathered, It's a space that we go in together. And an example that I think of are the meditations that I've done with you, you know, the Adventures in Consciousness meditations that you've been offering. Those were some of the most powerful steps into that higher state of myself. Mm-hmm. So I have found that it is that collective experience, as well as the personal one, having profound trust. And it goes from a thinking it or feeling it or knowing it to a, this is in my bones. This is in my essence. This is in me. And then that trust can become larger. And then you can do things that are kind of like brave and unthinkable, right? And go into these new realms where you kind of don't know where the next step is. That's kind of the place that I've been living the last period of time, is being more and more comfortable in that unknown, because life always just floods in that next nugget, that next impulse to do.
That can be a very, and speaking from a recent experience, that can be very scary to be in that total unknown of where you're going to be next or what you're doing. And yet you do it with such grace and excitement, you know, that what's coming next, like you've said. So yeah. There's a natural process here between the mind, you know, you decide you have an intention for a client or for going into a meditation, and then you also let it go. You seem to, and there's a balance there, right? There's, for us to create, there's that work you did before you fell asleep when you would do your marketing. You know, this, can you talk about how you dance between those two places, between that wanting something but being able to surrender that and then go with that flow.
Yeah, you know, it feels like it's just two areas, two rooms, two territories, right? Like when I do my meta insights, for example, for a client, I have a conversation with them and they can tell me what's on their heart, what their concerns are, what they'd like clarity around. And I hear that. But then when I go into that highest space for them, their higher self or that creation point, I'm not in my thinking mind, right? So that information isn't there. And the majority of the time, that's not what's needed to be known. It's something so much more profound and so much grander. So to me, it is almost like, okay, I'm going to have this time when I'm going to think in my head, and now I'm going to go into that space where I'm not, and I'm always surprised because the information isn't necessarily for me, it's for them, and it's always so surprising because I have to completely let go, or I might sit there and say, this is pretty crazy, I can't tell this person that because I'm, you know, really interesting information comes through, right, that they never shared with me. So it does have to, it has to be this constant, just releasing and allowing it to be.
Well, and I hear that a lot when I talk to people about, you know, I didn't want to say this, but, and they let something come through that they basically channeled or they tapped into. And I think there has to be a large amount of trust in what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say that trust is the biggest component. But once you do the work, you know, you do that spiritual deep dives, and so it's a gradual thing. I never got to a point where I said, well, I have to do A, B, and C so D happens. It's been this gradual evolutionary process for me. So it wasn't something that I needed to focus on. I didn't know I needed to trust. Like I said earlier, it's one that just kind of like, I knew I was so in touch with my essence. It feels completely different. You know, 4 years ago, I was in meditation and I just heard from myself to just get rid of everything and get on the road. And I never had that thought before. I never, ever had that desire, but it was coming from that place. And people would say to me, you can't do that. You can't drive all over the country. What do you mean? In that car? And like just all these things, right? And they would say, you're so brave. But there's not bravery at that point because I was coming from such a place of essence. I couldn't not do it.
Yeah, and the magic that's happened when you do it, the stories I've heard, I wonder if you could share with us, I can think of a couple of stories where you've told me about going into one of these meditations and seeing a place and then actually stepping into that place months later. And it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's real. It even surprises or just makes you feel wonderful to have that confirmation.
Yeah, because, you know, what it is going into that higher dimension. Right? So we're in this reality, but there's these realities, these higher dimensions of realities. And I feel like, you know, this one component of my life is just having that experience of going into those higher dimensions. But there's this bigger piece of bringing it into this, of bringing those two realities together. Mm-hmm. That's really what my work does. And when we do that when we can bring those two realities together, fully realized divine earth that we can talk about it. That's when we can evolve like that, right? Really quick. So yeah, when I'm in that higher space, as an example, you might be thinking of the time that I was on a journey and we were on this big dune, this big sand dune at the edge of the water. And I was a little girl and I was running up the sand dune and I was having that experience. It was just amazing. It was just amazing. It was one of those that feels more real than real, right? And about 4 or 5 months later, I was driving cross country and I'd just gotten out of Chicago heading east and stopped for the night. And I just had this, you know, it was a beautiful day. It was fairly early. And I just said, I'm just going to go and I'm not going to even know where I'm going. It was one of those, get off the highway here, now hang a left, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden I'm in a state park and I pull in this parking lot and there is that sand dune. And I just stood there. I don't know. It's just like, you can't even, there's not even an emotion for it to see in physical form that sand dune that I ran up 4 or 5 months before. You know, my kids will always say to me, doesn't this stuff get old? Cause it's happening all the time. It's like, no, it'll never get old.
It's interesting. You know, we have that spectrum of timelines in front of us that we can jump into, that we can be in any reality, any future. We can call it in by our thoughts and our desires and how we hold ourselves and our energy that we move forward.
Right.
And when you call in this, you call it the fully realized divine earth, or that direction that you're going, and see how good it can get. That comes from someone we spoke with last time, Cynthia Sue Larson, about jumping realities or quantum jumps. You actually have a GPS towards that fully realized divine earth.
Yeah, the way I see it is, you know, there are all these dimensions, right? And that fully, what I call fully realized divine earth, is a reality of this earth that everything on it is enlightened. So it's every single person, it's a completely different world, right? Because it's completely evolved and enlightened. So I find that when I connect there and when I connect my clients there, I actually see it as a physical connection that I'll describe to them. The connection's there because we're connected to all those dimensions, right? Because they're all us. Mm-hmm. But to bring awareness, to bring consciousness to that fully realized state and actually see it and begin to use our imagination, right? It brings it into stronger form. It brings the connection stronger. So what I find with my clients is doors open, synchronicities increase, life flows in. And so we create different ways in which the client can more easily step into that space themselves. But it's all about focusing, just focus. It's our thought, it's in our intention.
Well, imagination can be a tool for the brain to entrain the brain to a reality, because you start imagining, you start realizing, oh, it's possible, or I can make it, this is how it could look or it could be. And that's all homework or work for the brain. If you think about time as a territory, that fully realized place exists now. And so we're just connecting to a reality, and then training the brain how to access it or how to get there.
Yeah, because we know when we're in meditation, if we're walking down the beach, hearing the seagulls, our brain doesn't know that we're not doing that, right? To this reality within ourselves, we're walking on the beach. And that's why meditation can help with stress and anxiety and all of those things. So by using it to connect to that highest version of ourself creates that propensity for us to evolve even quicker.
You have a beautiful process I've experienced with you, and then you've also done it for me separately, this Meta Insights. And I love how you weave together, when you know, individually with two people or groups, a journey where the reality starts becoming co-created. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, so how that evolved was, you know, when I said I'm not living in silos, and this work kind of, you know, turned into me being able to step into those higher places for my clients. I was just doing that. You know, I wasn't the client didn't even know at first. And then I would explain to the client I was doing it. And then I realized, okay, I can only be working with individuals that are here to serve humanity. And what happened when I got on the road, and the reason why I got on the road, was because I knew there was more. And I didn't know what more was. But when I got on the road, my first client said to me, "You know that place where you go on my behalf?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, take me there." I was like, well, this is interesting. I don't know. Can I do this? And absolutely, we could do that. And so we were able to go into that same space together. And the best way I can describe it is it's like an active meditation that we're both or all in the same space together. So if you think of it as a location, we're all in the same room together. So we're all experiencing the same thing. And that's when it really becomes powerful, because we can really step into potentials and play with them, experience them, and then make the decisions what we want to do with them when we come out of the meditation.
Well, and you also encourage people to speak what they're seeing, and then they're getting confirmation, because then you are agreeing or adding to it and building, and then the group keeps. And so this is almost, again, that brain exercise, the imagination and the immediate confirmation, and let's build some more.
Right.
And brings it into reality.
Well, and I've actually had engagements with clients in that space where they talk to another person, another group of people, a potential. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, a week or so afterwards, somebody, that person that we saw in that imaginal realm, reached out to them and contacted them. So it really is these different realities that we're making connection points to. And we still have free will, and we still get to decide what we want to create, right? But to have that experience and to feel it and to know what it's like, then we can really move forward in our highest potential.
And this is so important, because it's happening more and more that we have the ability to create any kind of reality. And so why don't we choose what we want instead of allowing it to be chosen for us or bombarded? It's like, how good can it get, right?
Right, exactly.
So I hope you are enjoying this experience with Leanne. And please stay with us. We're going to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this beautiful art that's surrounding both of us right now, and her new genre of meditations called ocular meditations. So we'll be right back.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation, You'll love Adventures in Consciousness, The Course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm, where, freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out.
Good night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
So welcome back to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. And I'm here with my beautiful guest, Leanne Hetzel. Leanne, you're constantly evolving and stepping out into your own greater capacities, your human potentials. And although you could argue that it's always been part of you, let's talk about this latest evolution, the meta art.
Yeah. So where our conversation ended before the break, I was being asked by my clients to take them into that higher space, right? And connect them so that they could experience fully realized divine earth and their fully realized divine state for themselves. So almost immediately, I understood that we were bringing those two realities together, and that to bring something physical into this physical reality would even strengthen that connection and would help the client be able to get back into that higher space more easily. So because I'm a trained artist, even though I hadn't picked up a brush in decades, I decided to start painting. I didn't decide to. It was just that next evolutionary impulse. So I started painting on these 1, 2, 3 day retreats with my clients. When we would take a break, I would go off and start doing an automatic painting, which is similar to automatic writing, where I just connect into that energy of that fully realized divine state, and then listen and paint. And it was a wonderful experience that then I started engaging my clients to do, realizing that not only is it a portal, but it's important for us as adults to play in this creativity. And it's because that's that genius connection that has been weakened, you know, over the years. So started my clients painting, and then it went into just paint frequencies. So I added that to the list, and the first impulse was to tap into and channel peace. That was the first painting. And so I, you know, had just this amazing experience channeling peace, and didn't really know that there would be anything next, except that it was in the room that I was staying in, and I started meditating with it, with my eyes open, just staring at it. And I was starting to have some really incredible experiences with it. So I started handing it off to people and saying, meditate with this and let me know what happens. And so realizing that I was engaging with an ancient practice of gazing throughout time, Sanskrit, early Christianity, like there's always been these ties to meditating or being in prayer with your eyes open on an object. A lot of times the most common one is a flame, to meditate and look at a flame. But when I found that you gaze with these pieces of artwork that are portals into a frequency, into an energy, everything's energy, it allows that energy, so that energy of peace, to engage with that person's essence. And we see beauty through our eyes. It's such an important sense. And so it's this easy connection point in. And because it's abstract, it bypasses the thinking mind. And the painting can just do so many different things. It can go to complete white. It can spin. It can go three-dimensional. And every time you engage with it, it's a different experience. And I believe that's because you're a different person at that point, and the frequency is able to engage even deeper. So it's this gentle, fairly quick, doesn't have to be an hour, like 5-10 minutes is all that's really needed. And it has a profound impact. So even if the painting, you can meditate with it, that's great. That's what I call ocular meditation. But even the painting just hanging in a space changes the frequency of the room or the space that it's in. So they're being utilized in homes, but even in businesses to create whatever's needed, a greater sense of safety, a groundedness, whatever's needed. So it's really, I'm amazed every single day, because I'm hearing things as I'm painting it from an artist standpoint. I'll hear something and it'll be like, if I do that, I'm totally ruining this canvas. It's like, that's what I'm getting. And I do it, and the result is always like, oh my gosh, that is so freaking cool. So, you know, from that to having the experiences, my most recent painting is The Frequency of Love. And it's one of them is hanging in my living space. And I can't even put into words how it's affecting the frequency. So I start out with doing a Meta Insights with that frequency. So peace, love, joy, whatever it is actually channeling to me what its frequency is, in a way, you know, for humans to understand. And once I feel like, okay, I have that understanding, then I begin to paint.
Well, and I would venture to say it's almost more than an understanding. When you are that frequency, you're putting it into what you're working on.
Yes.
I mean, these live, these are not just paintings on the wall. They're a frequency which feels alive, vital, real.
Yeah.
I also am fascinated when you paint, it's not just a, let's put one color, that red's, that's done, that's paint. It's layers and layers and layers.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about that is sometimes as I'm painting, because I'm really just listening to use the yellow, you know, do this or whatever. But sometimes information comes through and I'm understanding what each layer is. So I do these paintings for frequency, but I also do them for an individual. And so that fully realized divine state of someone, I can paint that. So when they're meditating on that particular canvas or door, whatever it is I'm painting on, it's a portal for them to get to their own highest fully realized state. So I find, especially with those paintings, that every layer, there's a different dimension of that person, right? And again, I don't try to understand it, but there have been times that it's come through so clear that I turn my audio on and I record it so that I can share it with the clients. So that's really fascinating to me.
It isn't amazing to have your fully realized potential there in front of you and experience and put it in your room and your environment. And, you know, that again, we were talking about in training the mind to be able to move in a certain direction. Well, let's grab onto that frequency and move. You know, that's wonderful.
Exactly. It's so powerful. It's so powerful to engage with the painting in that way and to be able to step into that state. So you can be doing that in meditation, but then it's, you know, also affecting the energy in your space all the time. So it's a game changer.
We're sitting in your studio here. This is the first time I've actually been live in somebody's studio to do the show. But you look around and these pieces that we have, you have quite a few that you've done so far.
Yes, yes. There's a little bit of an array here.
Do they ever compete with, you know, frequencies? With, like, do you feel they balance each other out? Can you see a whole room full of all the different peace, love, joy?
They certainly don't fight for, you know, attention or anything like that. They play nice together. But it is a very, very active place to be, for sure, to be in the space with a multitude of them.
Well, I can imagine being in a room, like a boardroom in a meeting room, where you've done the individuals, all of them, and you put them on their fully realized selves in the same room with the people. And I just wonder, it'd be interesting to see how it would affect the meeting.
Oh, yeah. And we have done, so there's a process that I do with a group that I will do the painting. And if there's five people, there's five canvases, right? So at the end, that each person will feel really drawn to one of those five canvases, and they'll take that home with them, because so many companies now have home offices. So we can stay in the conference room as one great big piece of art, or if they're individuals that are remote, they can have that piece with them.
I want to be clear, we've done this process together with a group of people, but you put these little pieces of canvas together into one large painting,
right?
And then people paint the whole thing or take their time and go up and add to it.
Yeah.
And then they take away one little piece to go home.
Right.
And it's another wonderful process that Leanne can do with you.
Yeah. The biggest one was 50 people, 50 canvases. Yeah.
So I'm being reminded, because I can talk forever with Leanne, but I'm being reminded that we have this beautiful meditation, and I'd like Leanne to say a couple of words, and we will go into an experience of this ocular meditation.
Yeah, so this is a meditation an ocular meditation with the Meta Art Love. And it's an 11-minute meditation, so it's not long. The key is to get the visual as big as you can on your computer, because we're going to want your whole, as much as possible, your viewing screen to be the artwork. And then just settle in. You'll take, you know, a nice couple deep breaths. But to find one spot on the painting, and that might be hard to do, but your eye's going to gravitate to, you know, like, you know, that spot right there. And you're just going to focus on that one spot. And then relax your gaze. And then breathe in love and breathe out love. And that will slowly take you into that frequency. So it's as easy as that. We'll do that for 11 minutes.
Thank you, Nate. what a beautiful journey. And I, of course, love that frequency. Love. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You are gifted. So real quick, we only have a couple moments here. Leanne, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you and learn more about your processes?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is on my website, which is my name, leannehelzel.com. So it's LeanneHelzel.com.
And you can always email me if you have any questions about Leanne or her work. I hope you've enjoyed this adventure. I sure have. In the conversation with our human potentialist, Leanne Helzel. If you're interested in more, in delving into multiple dimensions itself, I have a special gift, a free series of journeys or adventures in consciousness. And these journeys explore time, time past, time present, and time future. They are called A Countdown to a New Beginning. You can visit my website at jenniferevanko.com and scroll down on the homepage to come to A Countdown to a New Beginning. And, of course, you can always email me at jennifer@jenniferevanko.com. We'll be back here for our next adventure in consciousness in a couple of weeks. And until then, may your journey be full of light, laughter, and love. Namaste.